بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we do a long hadith. We do half today inshallah and we do the balance tomorrow inshallah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at an invitation for meals. We were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a dawat. Somebody had invited for meals. So we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a dawat. The shoulder portion was offered to him and he was fond of that. Rasulullah liked the shoulder portion of the animal, so that was presented. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was fond of it, so he took a bite and he said, "I will be the leader of the people on the day of Qiyamah. Do you know why?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a bite and now he was talking to them. One thing we learn from here is that when a person is eating, also he's allowed to talk deen eating. Sometimes people think must remain completely silent. That is also against our deen. To have a light conversation, to speak something deeny, there's no harm in it. Yes, to speak something guna, something inappropriate, then it's better to keep silent. But to speak something light-hearted to the family, or the friends, or to speak something deeny, that's something that has an ibrah, that has a lesson, yeah, there's no harm in it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do you know why I will be the leader on the day of Qiyamah? Allah will gather the first and the last of people on one plane, so that an observer will be able to see all of them, and a caller will be able to make them hear. The sun will draw so close to them and people will suffer such grief and pain which they will not be able to bear or endure." Allah Pak made a system in this world that when we're going through one level of difficulty, then when another level comes that's even more difficult than this level, then we forget about this level and we're more worried about the level that is higher. Just look at our situation now. A few days ago everyone was speaking about the virus and how dangerous it is. But when Allah Pak put a situation that it seems even worse than that, everyone is not talking about the virus at all. Nobody's talking about it. They're talking about another difficulty. Everyone's mind is gone on another difficulty that is facing us. So this is insan. Now on the day of Qiyamah, that will be the difficulty of all difficulties. Where will people have time to think of any other difficulty? So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is trying to tell us, that where the minds of the people will be at that time, this was difficult, that even the pious or the greatest of people, Anbiya alayhi salam, what will their condition be on that day, of this day when there's so much of difficulties and so much of worry and concern, where will the minds even of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam be? This is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining to us in this hadith. So the sun will draw so close to them and people will suffer such grief and pain which they will not be able to bear and endure. The people will say, "Do you not see your condition and the extent of your suffering? Why do you not find someone who will intercede before your Lord on your behalf?" Now people will make mashura amongst themselves. Let us find somebody that will intercede with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our behalf. They will say, your father is Adam alayhi salam. They will go to Adam alayhi salam and say, "Oh Adam alayhi salam, you are the father of mankind. Allah created you with his hands, blew his spirit into you, ordered the angels to prostrate, make sajda before you, and made you dwell in paradise. Will you not intercede before Allah Ta'ala on our behalf? Do you not see our condition and the extent of our suffering?" He will reply, Adam alayhi salam will reply. So they start off with Adam alayhi salam as the father. Adam alayhi salatu salam will reply, "My Allah is extremely angry. He was never as angry before, nor will he ever be angry again. He prohibited me from eating from a particular tree, but I did not obey. I am worried about myself. Three times Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, worried about myself. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. On that day, even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will be worried about themselves. Go to someone else. Go to Nuh alayhi salam. So now he'll remember that this one error. We see Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam never commit gunas. But there was a slight maybe error of judgment. Now that slight error of judgment would be playing so much on his mind, on Adam alayhi salatu wasalam mind, and Adam Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the different errors of judgment that they made, that will be playing on their mind as though it was a guna. So worried they will be about that. So you see, go to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. They will go to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and say, "Oh Nuh alayhi salam, you were the first messenger to be sent on to earth, and Allah Ta'ala referred to you as grateful servant. Do you not see our condition and the extent of our suffering? Will you not intercede before our Allah on our behalf?" He will reply, "My Allah is extremely angry today. He was never as angry before, nor will he ever be angry again. I had the choice of making dua, and I supplicated against my people." Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was going through the difficulty. 950 years he called them day and night. He invited them, but nothing. They put their fingers in their ears and they would just walk away. They would ignore Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So he made dua against them. Now imagine, he's worried that this is the guna I did, that I made a dua against my people. What if Allah Pak takes me to task for this? So he says, I'm worried about myself. He's also said three times, I'm worried about myself. Go to someone else, go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. They will go to Ibrahim alayhi salam and say, oh Ibrahim alayhi salam, you are the messenger of Allah and his bosom friend amongst the inhabitants of the earth. Intercede. Ibrahim alayhi salam was known as Khalilullah, the bosom friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now they'll say that you are the bosom, the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intercede on our behalf. He will say to them, my Lord, my Allah is extremely angry today. He was never as angry before, nor will he ever be angry again. I made three false statements. This is what Ibrahim alayhi salam will say. I made three false statements. I'm very worried about myself. I'm worried about myself. Three times he'll say this. And he'll say, go to someone else. Go to Musa alayhi salam. Now what was the three false statements? Inshallah, we'll continue from here tomorrow with the hadith. What was the three false statements that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made? Actually, these Anbiya alayhi salam, they were so great that even that error of judgment, so to speak, that they were worried about. Yeah, now this wasn't actually an error of judgment, but Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, for a very genuine reason, he said this, but that also worried him. Now, in Islam, we know something known as ta'ariz. Ta'ariz is where a person says something, and he's intending one thing, but the person that is listening is understanding something else. So sometimes, deen allows for this. Person is in a dangerous situation, he's in a situation where he needs to save deen, where deen is at khatir. So he'll say something with his mouth, the person who's listening will think something else. So either to save himself, to save his wealth, to save deen, person is saying something, the person that is listening is understanding something else. One of our kabir in the time of the British, what had happened was, they were searching for him, they were looking for him. So now when they came to the place where he was residing, they were so simple to our kabir, that they found one person with a, like a vest and one lungi. So they thought, man, this can't be that alim that we are looking for, that senior person that we are looking for. So they came to ask him that we are looking for such and such a person. Taliban al-Haji Sahib rahmatullah alayh. So we came, we were looking for him. So what he did was, he took a few steps away, and he told a British officer, or the British officers that were there, just now he was here. So they thought that he went away. So they left this person and they went away. So careful they were of not speaking lies. Even though at that time when a person is allowed to speak a lie, because his life is in danger. But the way they did it also, is that no lie must come out of our mouth. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was young, then they were going out, all the people were going out of the town at that time. There was some festival taking place. So they had asked him also to join them. But he refused to join them. He said, Inni saqim, that I'm not well. I'm not feeling well. So he was worried that this statement that I made, I am not well. I was actually well that time. But what he meant, in his heart he meant, that I'm not well, in the future I won't be well. Or some other illness I got, spiritual illness, whatever illness it is, that everyone has got some type of illness. He told them that for a reason, he didn't want to join them. And now when the people had come back, Ibrahim alayhi salam had broken all the idols, and on the biggest idol he had taken, that axe that he used, and he hung it on top there. So when they had come back to him, and they asked him that who had done this, so Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam indicated to the biggest idol that was lying there. Kabiruhum adha, fas'aluhum in kamu yantikun. He wanted to teach them a lesson. He told them, the big one that is here, ask him, if he can speak, then he'll be able to tell you all who killed, who broke all the other idols. So he was trying to show them how foolish you all are. You all are praying to something that can't even talk. You can't even ask it, that who did this. So this was the second. And once Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling with his wife Sarah alayhi salam through Misr, through Egypt. And then the king at that time was a very, 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 very oppressive king. We think in our time we got oppressive. In those times, what oppression they would go. So if he found anybody that was married, what he would do is he would take that wife as though that was his own possession. Anybody traveling and he wanted to take somebody's wife away, he felt that is my possession, I can take it away. So when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam at that time was asked that who is this woman that is traveling, he said, is my sister. Because that policy that this king had, that if somebody was traveling with his wife, then he'd take the wife away oppressively. To show a point, so at that time Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said that Hazrat Sarah was his sister. A sister in Islam, sister if you look at it in terms of mankind, so he was not incorrect, he was not lying, he was intending something else, and In his heart he had something, the person that is listening is understanding something else. But because of this, Ibrahim alayhi salam on the day of Qiyamah will be so worried that I made these three statements, what if Allah Pak takes me to task for this? Can you imagine us day in, day and night, how we speak, what we speak, what we do, our actions, and yet we don't worry about it? Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, for things that were relatively errors of judgment, if we may say it, or done for a specific reason that is totally acceptable, even that worries them. How much we must ask ourselves, how much do our gunas worry us? Allah Pak give us only tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.